All aboard.
When you take the Green Line trolley tour through America's oldest city, you would expect to see lots of places that are really old. But it's the newest stop on the trolley that's getting the most attention.
Well, we're heading over to this building over here to our left. That used to be the water distillery plant for the city of St. Augustine. It's now a distillery of spirits.
The St. Augustine Distillery has been open just over a year. The place is designed with tourists in mind. It has a movie theater, a restaurant and bar, and a gift shop. Kelly McTaggart is about to give a tour.
What we're going to do is make you honorary employees of the distillery. Clock in. You're going to be paid at the end of the tour in vodka and gin.
They are very proud of their vodka and gin and will tell you that almost everything in their bottle comes from Florida family farms. But Kelly gets a gleam in his eye when he talks about a product they don't sell and won't anytime soon.
You are now standing amid over 210 barrels to date of what is becoming the first Florida bourbon produced in this state legally since Prohibition. Can you imagine having a business that makes a product one day and can't sell it for 2 to 4 years down the road?
Philip McDaniel can imagine that. As the CEO, it's his job to keep the place open and functioning while they wait for the bourbon to be ready.
The challenge to this business, of course, is that, you know, you're going to make bourbon today, but you can't sell it for 24, in some cases, 48 months. So from a P&L, it's a pretty rough road. So we decided to make some clear products that we could generate some cash flow on.
I heard somewhere that it's a law that in order to be bourbon, it has to come from Bourbon County, Kentucky.
To the chagrin of our many friends in Kentucky, that is unfortunately not true.
Bourbon can be made anywhere in the United States as long as the federal rules are followed. Head distiller Brendan Wheatley runs them down.
It has to be at least 51% corn. It has to be made in the United States. It has to go into a new charred oak barrel, white oak. It cannot be distilled over 160 proof, and it cannot go into barrel higher than 125 proof.
Brendan explains another roadblock to making bourbon in Florida is that it's a little more difficult to grow your own ingredients.
Corn and wheat and barley are hard to grow here in Florida to the specs that we need. That doesn't mean it's impossible. In fact, we get very good corn from this area, but it's a narrower window in which we can get that corn and keep that corn. And the harvest season is at a different time than it is in most other places.
The distillery is experimenting with several different chars on those white oak barrels, which will give them several different tastes. That means they won't know exactly what the final product will taste like until it's nearly ready.
It's our job to kind of decide what the house style is going to be, and that ultimately is dictated by Florida herself. The weather here, the climate here, is going to lend itself to certain styles of bourbon.
By the time the first bottle of Florida bourbon is ready for sale, McDaniel and his partners will have invested around $4 million. Only then will they know whether anyone will like it.
We have, I believe, a very good sense that it's going to be excellent. You know, based on the quality of the grain, and you can taste the spirit when it's going into the barrel. And it's the old adage, you know, if it's good in, it's going to be good out. We're very, very confident it's going to be a really a delicious product that people will welcome.
Before taking our little tour group to the tasting room, Kelly McTaggart answers questions.
Yes, sir. Help loading a barrel in your truck? Yeah, you bet. You just come back in 2017.
Mark Hayes, WUSF 89.7 News in St. Augustine.